Ukraine's considering imposing a state of emergency. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. After Russia already invaded two territories in the east,
more Russian forces arriving close to Ukraine's border near the Russian city of Belgorod. Satellite images show not only the presence of new, fresh Russian forces arriving on the scene, but also the construction of a new field hospital as well.
Fox's Steve Harrigan's in Kyiv.
Ukraine's government began calling up military reservists last night. And Ukrainian government also is telling all Ukrainians who live in Russia to leave immediately. More than 3 million Ukrainians live in Russia.
Now, the U.S. and our allies warn Russia more sanctions could be coming. A former Louisville, Kentucky police officer who fired 10 shots during the botched drug raid that killed Breonna Taylor almost 2 years ago goes on trial starting today. None of Brett Hackinson's shots hit Taylor, so he's facing wanton endangerment and other charges. He's the only officer charged so far. It's almost deliberation time at the trial of three fired Minnesota cops. Fox's Jeff Manasso has this update live.
Dave, after 4 weeks of trial at the federal courthouse in St. Paul, it's jury instructions before 12 men and women on the panel decide the fate of former Minneapolis police officers Tu Tao, J. Alexander King, and Thomas Lane, all accused of violating George Floyd's federal civil rights, of failing to get him medical care. Tao and King are also accused of not stopping Derek Chauvin, who pled guilty in the federal case as part of a plea deal and who was convicted in the state's criminal case. The three former officers who were on scene during Floyd's arrest also face state charges in his death. Dave.
Jeff, the defense secretary has approved 700 National Guard troops ahead of a feared truck convoy in Washington like the one broken up in Canada.
Fox obtained information from law enforcement saying police are struggling to find enough heavy-duty tow trucks to haul away semis, especially if they creep too close to Capitol Hill. And there are plans for fences to return around the Capitol ahead of the convoy and State of the Union.
America's listening to Fox.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
All right, we turn our attention to Wall Street. It's the day after a big sell-off. Fox's Lillian Wu watching the markets and more live here in New York.
Well, Dave, stocks are off their highs. They were much higher about it half an hour ago. The S&P is about up 6 points after falling into correction territory yesterday. Dow up 16, NASDAQ just a fraction of a point. They're trying to break out of a four-session losing streak. Now, winners today include some home improvement company Lowe's, out with a strong report thanks in part to a tight housing market as people fix up homes, and economy reopening stocks like airlines and cruise lines, and of course, the energy sector. Dave?
And Lillian, the price of oil that surged yesterday is down a bit now, around $91 a barrel. Gas is up another fraction. AAA's national average for regular close to $3.54 per gallon, 21 cents more than a month ago. With COVID cases down 5 weeks in a row, many states and cities have or plan to soon get rid of masks or other mandates. Chicago will end its restrictions at the end of the month. A big retailer is also unmasking workers.
Target's website says it will no longer require its U.S. team members or guests to wear masks as local regulations allow. The company says it's following all state and local COVID-19 safety regulations and is encouraging its team members and guests to consult the latest public health guidance, get vaccinated, and make decisions to keep themselves and their families safe. Target says it has increased safety and disinfecting measures in stores and distribution centers and has enhanced pay and benefits. Ginny Cosa Sola, Fox News.
Lawmakers in New Jersey are considering a bill to ban smoking in Atlantic City casinos, and those casinos have commissioned a report saying that doing so would cost up to 2,500 jobs and 11% of casino revenue. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.